Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Alan Baylock, and this is the University of North Texas 1 o'clock lab.
This is Getting It Done, and I am your host, Dr. Walter Dean. I just thought it was a remarkable thing to play a college band that sound like that. They were outstanding. Things to Come. And that was from the 1 o'clock live or lab band. Actually, and they did a piece that was done that was written by Dizzy Gillespie. Today's show is going to be a remarkable one from the standpoint that I'm dedicating it to a sweet Mary, who I know that she's listening because I saw her telephone number come up on my Rolodex. So what we're going to do is we're going to move on ahead because I know she's going to call me later on tonight and talk me to death, and I'm going to talk her to death, and so we're both going to have smiles on our face. Let's go on with the 1 o'clock band again playing Shining Hour, which is another nice big band sound. Let's give it a try. Thank you. Once again, you just heard the 1 o'clock live lab band doing My Shining Hour. This song, of course, sounds a lot different than the way they're playing it. They're playing it in a more of a modernistic style. However, this particular orchestra has in it all young musicians, all who have the ability to read music. And the trumpet and the saxophone section, trombone section are immensely young looking when you look at them on the computer. So they're between the ages of 19 to 22. Can you believe that? What a wonderful sound they give off. That song was recorded in 1943 by none other than Frank Sinatra, whether you believe it or not. And we're going to go back and see if we can find somebody I've advertised that we're going to be listening to, and that's the great that's Dexter Gordon, and let's see what he sounds like. I'll tell you about him after we hear him play. Thank you. Was the Dexter Gordon, who played with the big bands back in the 1940s. One specific band that he played with was called the Billy Eckstine Big Band, and he played along with Charlie Parker and who else? Dizzy Gillespie. They were all in that same big band that was around at that particular time. Dexter eventually went out on his own and didn't play that much here in this country after he found out it was very difficult for a black musician to really work and achieve on the level he wanted to be on. So he spent most of his time touring in Europe. And that particular cut that he just did was recorded in 1964 in Belgium. Can you believe it? In Belgium. So what we're going to do is we're going to move forward back to the bands again. And this time I'm going to see if we can find something that, see if I can find that 2 o'clock group, because we did the 1 o'clock group. Let's see if we can find the 2 o'clock group. And if we can't find that, we're going to go on to deal with somebody who I've always had a lot of respect for, and that's George Benson. Let's listen to him. Thank you. Was the great George Benson playing with actually another great musician who is no longer with us, and that was Joe Samples, who passed away last year at the age of 78. Fantastic arrangement called Deeper Than You Think. You know, it's very interesting. You would find George Benson not only playing by himself with a jazz group. He also played in many sets with Frank Sinatra. A lot of albums that Sinatra did, George Benson was on them. Here's a song that I want to dedicate to Sweet Mary, called Never Let Me Go. And it's done by Bill Evans, who played the piano for Miles Davis. Let's see if we can pull him up and get him started. Sometimes this thing doesn't act right. Here we go. I just wanted to say something about that song, Never Let Me Go. Never Let Me Go. You wouldn't hurt me, would you? You wouldn't hurt me, could you? There's some fantastic lyrics to that song. Really tells a complete story. Let me tell you some of the comments that are made by this remarkable musician. And this one was by Roberto Dietri. I have no words to describe the beauty of this recording. Bill Evans, what a musician, what an artist, and composer. Jay Livingston, marvelous. I'm moved to tears. And he played with so much emotion. I had to stop because I didn't want to cry because he does that to me. He's just a remarkable musician. He's no longer with us. He passed on some 20-some years ago. It's hard to believe that. But what a musician. Miles was never the same after he left. The song right here is a song that I think our listeners will understand, and it's called by Ron Carter, the great bassist Ron Carter, and it's called The Shadow of Your Smile. Thank you. That was the magnifying great Ron Carter playing The Shadow of Your Smile. What it told me, actually, by the way, this is Getting It Done, and I'm your host, Dr. Walter Dean. And we haven't heard anybody sing. And so for the last few minutes that we have, it's now it's almost we have about maybe 16, 17 minutes. I'd like to hear Sting sing My Funny Valentine. Let's see if we can pull him up and have him perform.
My nose is watching all of us at the time. This is called My Funny Valentine. Thank you.
Your looks are laughable. Unphotographable. And she's my favorite work of art. Your figure less than Greek. Is your mouth a little weak? But when you open to speak, are you smart? Don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Valentine's Day.
That was Chris Botti on the trumpet, along with Sting singing My Funny Valentine. Valentine's Day is over with, but there's nothing wrong with listening to it over and over again. It's one of the remarkable songs that was ever recorded in terms of talking about love. And what I'm going to do is, that was a male singer. Let's see if we can find and pull up a female singer. And I think I like to do Diana Krall. Let's try her out.
Each time I see a crowd of people, just like a fool, I stop and stare. It's really not the proper thing to do. But maybe you'll be there. I go out walking after midnight. Long, lonely, not the time to look for you. But maybe you'll be there. You said your arms always hold me. You said your lips were mine, you know, to kiss. Now after all those things, how could it end like this? Someday all my prayers are answered. I'll hear a footstep on the stairs. I will reach to the door. And maybe you'll be there.
Sweet Mary, this would be a beautiful song for us to dance to. Some
day of all my prayers are. I'll hear a footstep on the stairs. I'm anxious. I'll lead you to the door. And maybe
what a beautiful song. Diana Krall does her normal thing and makes you feel all swole up inside. Maybe You'll Be There, recorded by the great Diana Krall. I'd like to close out my show with a young lady who was a former student of mine at University of Massachusetts. And that's Natalie Cole. And she's doing a song. Of course, you know, Natalie passed on. But she's doing a song with Chris Brody. And I love him. Let's see how it goes.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, all good things must come to an end. But hopefully you'll be back again next week to listen to some of the different sounds from Getting It Done. This has been your host, Dr. Walter Dean, trying to bring a little smile into your life. And let's conclude right there and say that it's been a pleasure. And hopefully this week will be a good week for you and not just streetlights.
Neither nor I hear the loneliness sound. We're making the world nicer all
till next week.